time now for Wagoner's Walk. Candy Evans has a date on Tuesday evening, but she didn't want to leave for it until Joanna came home.
There you are. I thought you were never getting back. It was that bad.
He's gone.
Split, you mean?
Mm-hmm. The left sign's all over the place. So much for ventrovato fashion.
What happens now?
Not much, according to Margot.
What did she say?
Oh, that the FDPA would put the word around and sooner or later they'd catch up with them.
But they'll be under another name by then.
Mm. They may not be ventrovato, but they will surface eventually.
It'll hate to do you any good.
Oh, yeah.
Margot doesn't know it all.
I'll check with the FDPA.
And it's not Margot that's losing out on her designs.
No, but she was being pretty helpful, actually. She bothered to go round to the place with me.
Big deal.
Thought you were meeting Dick.
Yeah, I am. Oh. Why don't you come along?
What? It's going to cramp your style a bit, isn't it?
At the disco? Besides, you look as if you could do with a change of scene.
Thanks all the same.
You're just going to sit in that chair, are you?
Go on, you're going to be late. I don't like leaving you all on your own.
You look pretty low.
Just as well I am on my own, isn't it?
If you say so. Don't say I didn't try. She's just not capable of coping on her own, Mike. That's all there is to it.
Well, we can't have her here for life.
Fine.
I mean, what's wrong with Auntie Connie?
She doesn't want Auntie Connie. She doesn't want to go back there. She doesn't want anything to do with her. It's like the full teenage rebellion bit.
At 23...
Well, maybe she's just a late developer.
Mm. Want another sherry?
No, thanks. The meal's nearly ready. You can give Sue a yell in a minute.
Oh, where is she?
Upstairs in her room, doing her homework. There we are. Sausage is baking. Potatoes just coming up.
Shall I call Sonia?
Oh, she's gone out, I think.
Not already.
She left about half an hour ago. Didn't you hear?
Well, I was trying to concentrate. And the bathroom seemed about the only place. Oh, well, I dare say other novels have been written in the loo.
Poor darling, you've got the worst of it, really.
Oh, say that.
Well, no study. But she left early tonight, didn't she?
Yeah, she's up to something somewhere. She's much more capable of coping with things than you think, you know. New clothes.
New clothes don't mean a thing.
Job, regular hours. She helped around the house occasionally. She didn't bat an eyelid when we told her about the divorce.
I know, that was extraordinary, wasn't it?
Oh, I don't see why.
It felt like the massacre of the innocents to me. It was like giving her a slap in the face. Only, she didn't react. Was that what you were expecting, Mike? Honestly? You weren't surprised at all?
Well, I was pleasantly surprised. No, it simply proves my point. She can cope. She's beginning to face facts.
Know what I think?
What?
She just didn't take it in.
Rubbish. Virtually spelt it out for her.
And Sonia only believes what she wants to believe.
Well, I'll call Sue.
And I think it will take more than us to convince her.
It's no use, Sonia. It wouldn't work.
It always did. It worked for us right from the first time.
In bed, yeah.
Remember how I used to wash your back for you? Remember in the bath together?
Yeah.
We had a lot of fun, didn't we?
Had. In the past, Sonia.
It'd be just the same. Only better. Promise.
Look, there's a lot of other men who'd be dead keen, Sonia. I'm sorry. I don't feel that way about you anymore.
Why'd you come and meet me then?
You said you wanted to talk about the divorce.
You came fast enough. How'd you like it here?
Oh, fine. Fine.
Funny. You sounded just like Mike then.
Did I?
I might ask them round one of these days. Your mum and dad. Do you think they'd like it?
Sonia.
I work here all the time now. You know, I mean, steady job. Would you like another drink?
No, thanks.
I mean, it's a bit dead now. Before opening time. But you should see it around 11. What are you cross for, then?
I'm not cross.
Naughty boy.
Sonia, about the divorce.
I knew you'd feel different. When you saw I've got it together again, I'm not going to be a drag anymore. You'll see. Oh, there's Carla.
Who's Carla?
Oh, one of the cabriettes.
Hi, kid.
Oh, Carla, wait a minute.
Not now, kid. I'm in a rush.
Oh, come and meet Tony.
No time. I'm going to have Ronnie on me tail.
Later again, Carla.
What did I tell you? Hey, wait a minute. Did you say Tony?
Yeah.
You're on, man.
Yeah.
Hello, I've heard a lot about you.
Carla.
Uh-oh. See you later, kid. And you, Tony.
She's nice, isn't she?
And you keep your hands off me, you
wiggle. She's so clever, too. She takes all her clothes off in this act of hers. But she takes ever so long doing it. I mean, like 5 minutes.
An old-fashioned striptease.
Well, I mean, that's clever, isn't it? She's not just a stripper. She's got real talent. You'd like the cabaret. There's a magician, too.
Oh, come on, let's get those tables cleared.
Oh, I bet they're going. Oh, you don't have to.
Well, look, I'd better.
Well, you're going to stay and watch, aren't you? I mean, be my guest.
I can't, Sonia.
Why not?
I've got to get back.
I know why.
The champ will be waiting.
And I know who else will be waiting.
All right, Sonia, all right. No more sitting on your bottom.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Ronald.
That's not what you're getting paid for, is it?
No, Mr. Ronald.
Come on. What's happened to the music? All having a rest cure, are we? Come on. That's better.
Oh, Mr. Ronald.
Now, what's the matter, dear?
Can I introduce you? This is Tony, my husband.
Look, dear, all we want is a few hours of your valuable time. You can keep all that for when you've got him back home.
Yes, Mr. Ronald. What are you looking like that for, Tony? Hello.
Joanna, are you in a trance?
Oh, Margaret.
Let's turn that off, shall we? Waste not, want not. Water rates are high enough.
Sorry.
Think nothing of it. I have a cheese pairing zone. Every time you flush, you use a gallon of water. I had a sticker on the system.
Huh?
During the great drought of 1976. Oh, now, you're not too young to remember that.
Oh, yes, I remember.
Have you eaten anything this evening?
Yes, I've just been washing up the bowl. I had some cereal.
Cereal? Mm. After the day you've had?
Well, I didn't. It was
all I fancied. Oh, that's not enough. Joanna, I've just had a brilliant idea. We're going to the bistro.
What?
Get your coat.
No, honestly,
do as you are told. I don't want you collapsing from malnutrition all over my office.
Oh, really?
You've got that glazed look in your eye already. Grab your things and come on.
My shout. She took you to the hot box, Tony.
I'm telling you, and stole me a drink.
What's it like?
It's lazy.
Oh, dear.
Well, what do you expect, Mum? Mock Latin American and seedy witted. Sonia was showing it off as though it was country cousins.
Well, she's holding a job down there, Tony, which is a big thing for her. She's proud of it. I think it's very touching.
Oh, I think it's pathetic.
Oh, don't be so damn patronizing.
I'm not, Mum. It's just that I find Sonia's dream world pretty hard to take. Apart from anything else, she kept introducing me to everyone as her husband.
You are?
Yeah, but I mean, like we were still together and ecstatically happy.
Oh, Tony. And we told her this evening about the divorce.
She said you had. That's how she got me there. I thought she wanted to discuss it. Instead, she went on as though we hadn't even separated.
Did you make her understand in the end?
Oh. All she needs is another visit to that shrink of hers.
Don't say that, Tony.
Well, to Dr. Broomfield, then. I'm sorry, all right, I'm being brutal. Much fun for me either, you know.
I was going to get in touch with him the other day, but she seemed so much better.
Must be catchy.
What do you mean?
Well, you're fantasizing now, just like Sonia.
Not very funny.
It isn't to me either. Get her to see him, Mum, for God's sake. See if you can persuade her.
All right. I'll do my best.
Thanks.
But I'd like to make one thing quite clear, Tony. I'm not trying to talk her into seeing the psychiatrist just so that you can get your divorce. I'm doing it for her sake.
As long as you do it, Mum, I'll go along with the hearts and flowers.
You really are insufferable.
Someone doesn't turn those violins down. They're going to get a plate of onion soup right where they don't want it.
Shall I ask?
No, leave it to me. I say...
Everything is to your liking, madame.
The soup is. The music, no.
Ah, je comprends. Je comprends. Un petit moment, s'il vous plaît.
Merci. That's better.
Mm. Strings can sound so sentimental, can't they?
Mm, it's too damn loud, that's all. Have another glass of wine.
No, thanks.
Oh, I will. So... Sentiment out, is it?
No, not really. But, I mean... Well, life isn't, is it?
Sentimental?
Mm.
It has its moments.
Oh. But, I mean... Well, it isn't all happy endings and things happening for the best.
You tell me.
Well, like this Ben Trovato business. I thought everything was going to take off. And now all that's happened is that I haven't made any money out of it. I haven't had my big chance. Haven't even got my designs anymore.
Haven't you?
Well, I can't sell them to anybody else now. And it isn't going to end happily ever after with Rocky saying that Double R will buy them or anything like that. What is it?
No, that's one thing I can promise you. It isn't going to be like that.
It's back to sorting buttons.
Mm-hmm. And trimmings.
Oh, no. Not tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
You know, the awful thing is, it's my own fault.
Nearly always is. That's something we all have to get used to. Doesn't make it any better, though, does it?
No. There's one thing, though.
What?
I have at least learnt my lesson.
You think so?
Oh, yes. I shan't get caught that way again. Next time it'll be different.
Oh, there's going to be a next time, is there?
Oh, well, of course. I mean, I'm not just going to be stuck in a rut at Double R for life like...
Like Margot Benson.
Sort buttons.
I do my equivalent.
Why do you?
Suits me. Once upon a time, there was a girl very like you. Ambitious, quite talented.
Mm-hmm. What did she do?
She fell in love with a married man. And in those days, it wasn't as easy as it is now.
So what happened to her?
Nothing. That's just it. Absolutely nothing. She spent the next 20 years seeing him whenever she could manage it, whenever he could manage it, very discreetly. You see, she didn't want to upset his career.
No.
And of course, one day he was going to get a divorce. There was always that to look forward to, and then they'd get married.
Only they didn't.
No. They just went on seeing each other once a week.
On Wednesday.
That's right.
It could still happen, though. His wife might die.
She did. That was why I took that overdose. Remember? Because it didn't really make any difference. He still didn't want to marry me. She was just an excuse. I'm not really suitable, you see. Except for Wednesday.
Oh, but that's awful.
Why?
How could you bear to see him again?
I can't bear not to see him.
Just once a week, forever.
If that's how it's got to be. So you see, everything is our own fault in a way. We don't always learn our lesson.
No.
There's no need to give me that maudlin look. I'll let you into a secret. Know why I settled for once a week?
No.
Because it's worth it. Every Wednesday is damn well.